Interesting place names in Marlborough, part 6. While you yourself, or even your own direct children, are not interested in what goes on around you, because you're all so busy in your natural lives, then be assured that the next generation after that will come to you with inquiring minds, asking you why and what for. If you are privy to reading this article, then perhaps you might then realise that perhaps you should enlighten yourself about why did they name Picton Picton, for example. When I find out that information, be sure that I'll be sharing that knowledge with you within these pages. I probably was like you once. However, I've aged since then and have reached a time in my life when I can settle down and let that curiosity of mine come to the forefront of what I do every day. And I can tell you that curiosity is only ever piqued, never satisfied, if you're anything like I am. Now let us look more closely at certain places here in Marlborough that I am finding very interesting as I journey through my mind as to what to inform you about in this narrative of mine. Take for instance Arapoa Island, which can be found in Queen Charlotte's Sound along the eastern boundary. An island for which I have made reference earlier in my account as regards Kupe and Te Whiwhike o Mutarangi. First of all, let's explore the name Queen Charlotte Sound, as it's more appropriately known as Tōtaranui, which when translated means downward blow, the significance being the ultimate end of the Whiwhike o Mutarangi when Kupe made his killing blow after cutting off all its tentacles. When I first arrived in Picton 3 years ago to actually take up residence here, I looked around me and wondered about place names at the time. Unbeknown to me and yet obviously preparing my mind for this time now, when I could get the chance to put to paper a little bit of the knowledge I have acquired since making Picton our home base. And that is the end of part 6.